Growing up, I loved playing computer games, but I have not found something in adulthood that scratches that same itch. Video games don't do it. I can't use that controller. It's just not it for me. But oh my goodness, I am so glad I recently started playing June's Journey. Okay, June's Journey is like I Spy meets Carmen Sandiego, meets The Sims, meets horror movies. It's so wild and it's so, so fun to play. June's Journey is a hidden object mystery game with a captivating detective story taking you back to the glamour of the 1920s with a diverse cast of characters. Each new scene takes you further through a thrilling murder mystery story that sets the main protagonist, June Parker, on a quest to solve the murder of her sister and uncover her family's many secrets. June is fabulous. She has a fabulous little hat and feather in her cap. She's at this family estate on this gorgeous island that you can decorate, which you know that I love to do. And then as you're going, you go into different rooms of the house. You find clues that are going to lead to the suspicious murder of June's sister and brother-in-law. It's so dark. Like, you're looking for clues inside of a murder scene photo. But also, all I want to do is find the trophy and the riding crop and the muddy footprint that might be a clue about, wait, was there another person there? It's so intriguing. It's so fun. I love playing it. At the end of the day, just sitting on the couch, you know, that state of mind where you're not ready to go to bed yet. You don't want to be watching TV anymore. It's sort of just background noise. I want to be looking around my little island for clues. And that's why I love having June's Journey. Right now, I'm in the chapter where we are really uncovering some salacious information. There seems to have been a third person there the night of the murder. And that is not what we believed at the beginning. So, you know, I'm ready to figure out more about this mystery third person because I think it might be the key to everything. And so you better believe I'm about to dive back in, and you can do just the same. Escape reality and immerse yourself in the world of June Parker. Download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
This is Emily,
Henley,
and Sammy,
and you're listening to Too Scary, Didn't Watch.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Too Scary, Didn't Watch. Bonus episode number 2 for the month of July.
Ooh, baby. Here we are.
We've arrived.
And you guys helped us pick our bonus episode for this second bonus episode of July. And we were doing a little theme of creatures and monsters, threw a little poll up on the Patreon, and you picked The Mist, which is an excellent choice.
Woo!
And I'm very excited to talk about it.
I'm very excited to hear about it.
What do you know about it, Emily?
Almost nothing. Like, maybe literally nothing.
Great.
Creatures are involved, I would imagine.
That's a safe to say.
And there's a lot of mist. I love fog. How do you feel about fog, Sammy?
I also love fog. I love most weather other than wind. If it's too windy.
Yes, I hate wind.
I don't like it.
I hate wind. Wow.
It gets stuff blown in your face.
And your hair just gets all blown around and it's like the air is really dry. And sometimes it makes your ears hurt. I hate wind. But I like mist. I like fog. I like how like moody it is. And often if it's misty and foggy, it's like very calm outside, and I imagine that's not totally the case in what I'm about to hear, but
yeah, I was gonna say
positive associations with mist.
Yeah, we'll see if that remains the case post hearing about this movie. Gotta say that this is one of Jenna's favorite movies.
Wow.
She has been trying to get us to do this one for a long time, so she's very thrilled that we're doing it now. So thank you to everybody for picking it from Jenna. XO from Jenna.
XO Jenna. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know when it came out. I don't know who's in it. Is it Stephen King? No. Yes? No.
Mm-hmm.
Yes! Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you about it. It came out in 2007. It is written and directed by Frank Darabont, based on a novella by Stephen King.
Oh, a novella.
A novella. I always
What does a novella by King mean? Like still 400 pages?
Yeah. Just like a regular book.
Yeah. Just a regular book where the font is like so small. You need a magnifying glass. Yeah. No, it's a novella. It's a novella. Look how small it is.
Mm-hmm. Teeny tiny. It is starring Thomas Jane of Deep Blue Sea fame, Marcia Gay Harden, Laurie Holden, Andre Brower, Toby Jones, William Sadler, Jeffrey DeMunn, and Francis Sternhagen. It's a pretty good cast, and everyone's pretty good in it. I mean,
did you say what year it came out? Sorry.
2007.
Oh, that's more recent than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought this was like 90s.
Yeah, I kind of did too, but 2007.
Okay.
Frank Darabont is the guy that did The Walking Dead.
Oh, okay.
The Walking Dead. I feel like I put the emphasis.
The Walking Dead?
On the wrong part there. And so a lot of this cast is will return and collaborate with him again in The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead.
Oh, that's cool. The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead.
And it is available to rent right now for $3.99 most places and $3.80 on Amazon.
What?
So if you want a little discount.
Save 19 cents, baby. Thanks, Jeff.
He did one good thing.
Yeah, he did one good thing. He cut off 19 cents on the price of the mist.
Some trivia for us. Stephen King says that he was genuinely frightened by this adaptation of his novella, and Frank Darabont described that as the happiest moment of his career. That's got to be pretty fun, I guess.
Being like,
I turned your thing into something that scared you.
I would love to scare Stephen King.
Me too. Let's find out where he lives.
What I mean is I just want to spook him. Let's go spook Stephen King.
During an action scene in the film, a man runs into a wire-rotating bookshelf in the grocery store, and if you look carefully, you can clearly see that all the books on the shelf are written by Stephen King. Kind of fun.
That is fun.
And this is the third film that Frank Darabont has adapted from Stephen King's work. The other two are The Shawshank Redemption and The Green Mile. So, first horror one, I would say.
Is this very stupid of me that I didn't know that those were Stephen King?
No, it is weird that he's also written some completely non-horror things. He also wrote Stand By Me, I believe.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I thought he literally only did horror.
Mm-mm. He does some more drama. And Green Mile, at least, has some supernatural elements, but... Mm-hmm. I don't think the other two do, but yeah.
I've never seen any of those. Which is pretty crazy to admit.
I would say see Stand By Me if you're going to see any of them.
Not Shawshank.
I think Shawshank's a little overrated, personally. But I saw it much later in life. And
also,
later in life.
It's just... For me, I've never wanted to put myself... I'm just like, do I want to inhabit that world? I don't know that I do. I know that it will be emotional and uplifting and blah, blah, blah. But sometimes I'm like, I just don't want to feel all that.
Yeah. I really like The Green Mile. I'd say that would be my second one. But I haven't seen that.
Wow, folks, you heard it here first. Sammy hates Shawshank Redemption.
I don't know why. I didn't like it that much. I mean,
I love it.
I won't be seeing it again.
Wow.
Unless someone like really sits me down and is like, you must have really missed it the first time you watched it and you have to watch it again.
Have to watch it again.
Then maybe.
Interesting.
But
interesting.
I feel like once was enough for me.
Wow.
And then yeah, so Jeffrey DeMunn, Melissa McBride, Laurie Holden, Juan Gabriel Pareja, Sherry Dvorak, Sam Witwer, and Tiffany Morgan are all actors that are in this that then will appear in The Walking Dead.
Cool.
Thomas Jane was the first actor that Frank Darabont sent the script to. I imagine he was a huge Deep Blue Sea fan.
Mm.
And he also wanted Thomas Jane to play Rick Grimes on The Walking Dead.
Whoa!
Which I guess I could see it. Why not? I wonder why he said no. That's like a huge role that he must have turned down.
Yeah, man. If he said no, he's regretting it.
I bet he's kicking himself for that.
I got to look at what Thomas Jane looks like right now.
I think Thomas Jane is dating Anne Heche.
That's interesting. He is. You're right. Oh, I could see. Yeah, I could see it. I haven't seen The Walking Dead, to be fair, but he's got that. You know what I mean?
Andrew Lincoln has just, I mean, you know, when someone is the character, it becomes hard to picture someone else as the character. So I feel like Andrew Lincoln is a very good Rick Grimes, but I fell off The Walking Dead. I watched the first few seasons and it just keeps going and going.
Oh, Andrew Lincoln. I like his face. Like, I was about to be like, he's hot, and he is, but what I really actually mean is I like his face.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. Some people have like faces that are just nice to look at.
His face is pleasing to my eyes. Okay, I'm sorry. This is not relevant to I'm looking up Andrew Lincoln. Did you know that his birth name is not Andrew Lincoln?
And
do you know what his birth name is?
Tell me.
I don't know if I can even say it. It's not that funny, but it just really shocked me. His name is Andrew James. Andrew James Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck. Here, we keep it Clutterbuck, huh?
How is the last name Clutterbuck? What is that?
That's very funny.
British shoe. Clutterbuck. How do you say that?
Clutterbuck.
Clutterbuck. Clutterbuck.
Andrew Clutterbuck.
Andrew Clutterbuck. Wow. Oh my God. That really shocked me. I'm sorry. I just saw the word Clutterbuck in it. Just look at it written sometime. Just look, like, write that word down and then look at it, and it's crazy looking. I love to learn. Okay. Back to this movie.
Yes. So Thomas Jane sat in for the editing process because he was interested to learn about it. And as an editor, that just really stresses me out. I hate people watching me edit more than anything.
Especially when you're watching someone edit yourself. Like, you're obviously going to have opinions about, like, oh, no, use this one. Or like, oh, you know, like, that's.
Yeah. But I guess Thomas Jane was about to embark on his directorial debut, and so he wanted to learn the process. And the editors said that he was a delight to have in the editing room. So I guess he wasn't a dick about it, which would be pretty crazy. But
it'd be crazy to request to be in the room and then make it awful for everyone.
Anyways, and this just made me laugh. This is Frank Darabont's shortest film to date, or at least whenever this trivia was written. I don't know, maybe he's had a shorter one since then, but this movie is 2 hours and 9 minutes long, so.
Oh, buddy, you gotta do shorter. That's not, you can't.
This you being can't. The shortest one, but I guess it makes sense that Shawshank and Green Mile are also very long. That rings a bell.
Right, yeah. That also is probably why I've always just been like, no. It's so much to ask. It's so much. If you're over 2 hours and 15 minutes, I'm like almost never going to watch your movie because I have to start early enough that it's like, I'm not going to start a 3-hour movie at 9 o'clock. That's madness.
That's insane. That's why you're never going to watch Magnolia. It's so long.
Oh, God. But I got to see that tiny ponytail.
Tom Cruise is magnificent in it, but it is one that I had on VHS and it was a 2 VHS movie.
Now, that being said, I have seen the extended editions of Lord of the Rings more than once. So what the fuck am I talking about? But
yeah,
you know, just a different kind of vibe.
It's also different when it's like fantasy action.
Yeah.
And I think that we should save the trailer for the end because I think going into this blind is gonna be more fun.
Ooh, okay, that's fun. Let's do it. I'm like very blind too, so let's fucking go.
This is gonna be good. To hear the rest of this episode, head to patreon.com/tsdwpodcast and join us in Tony fucking Collette's inner circle. You'll get access to all bonus episodes, this one, previous ones. There's a lot of great ones in there. And overall, it's a great place to be. You're going to like it. But if not, we will be back here next week with a regular episode. It is our 100th episode. and we had a little bit of technical difficulties with it, so stay tuned for more details on what it is, but we promise that it's going to be great. We love you, and we'll talk to you then.